So, so announce it. Look, you eat no more than will preserve just so much strength in us as will revenge these bitter woes of ours. Marcus, unknit that sorrow wreathen knot. My niece and I, poor creatures, want our hands and cannot passionate our tenfold grief with folded arms. This poor right hand of mine is left to tyrannize upon my breast. Who, when my heart all mad with misery beats in the hollow prison of this flesh, and thus I thump it down. A map of woe. And thus must talk in signs when thy poor heart beats with outrageous beating. Thou canst not strike it thus to make it still. Wound it with sighing, girl. Kill it with groans. With some little knife between thy teeth, and just against thy heart, make thou a hole, that all the tears that thy poor eyes let fall may run into that sink and soaking in, drown the lamented fool and cease or tear.
Fie, brother, fie! Teach her not thus to lay such violent hands upon her tender life.
How now? A sorrow made thee dote already? Why, Marcus, no man should be mad but I. What violent hands can she lay on her life? Oh, handle not the theme to talk of hands, lest we remember still that we have none. Fie, fie, how frantically I sleep my talk. As if we could forget we have no hands, if Marcus did not name the word of hands. Come, let's fall to. Gentle girl. Eat this. Here is no drink!
Hark, Marcus, what she says.
I can interpret all her martyred signs. She says she drinks no other drink but tears, brewed with her sorrows, messed upon her cheeks, speechless complainer. I will learn thy thought. In thy dumb action will I be as perfect as begging hermits at their holy prayers. Thou shalt not sigh, nor hold thy stumps to heaven, nor wink, nor nod, nor kneel, nor make a sign. But I of these will rest an alphabet, and by still practice learn to know thy meaning.
Grandson, leave these bitter deep laments. Make my aunt merry with some pleasing tale.
Alas, the tender boy in passion moved doth weep to see his grandsire's heaviness.
Peace, tender sapling. Thou art made of tears, and tears will quickly melt thy life away. What dost thou strike at, Marcus, with thy knife?
At that I have killed my lord of Fire.
Out on thee, murderer! Thou killest my heart! Mine eyes are cloyed with view of tyranny. A deed of death done on the innocent. Becomest not Titus' brother. Get thee gone, a sinner, but not for my company.
Alas, my lord, I have but killed a fly.
But how is that fly at a father and mother? Now will he hang his slender gilded wings, and buzz lamenting doings in the air, poor harmless fly that with his pretty buzzing melody came here to make us merry, and thou hast killed him.
Oh, pardon, sir, it was a black, ill-favored fly, like to the Empress Moor, therefore I killed him.
Oh, and pardon me for reprehending me. Thou hast done a charitable deed. Give me thy knife. I will insult on him, flattering myself as if it were the Moor come hither purposely to poison me. As for thyself, as a terror, yet I think we are not brought so low, but that between us we can kill a fly that comes in likeness of a cool black Moor.
Alas, poor man, grief hath so wrought on him, he takes false shadows for true substances.
Come, take away! Will you go with me? Out of thy closet and go read with thee sad stories, Johnson, in the times of old. Come, boy, and go with me. Thy sight is young, and thou shalt read when mine begin to dazzle.